Last week, I wrote about my hopes for the Democrats moving forward. This week, it's the Republicans' turn. If the Democrats need to shore up their support for Israel, in Congress, in California, and in the 2026 and 2028 elections, Republicans need to make a more fundamental decision about who they are and what they want to be. Before becoming a Republican in 2012, Donald Trump had previously registered as both a Democrat and an independent. He identified a Republican Party that was still heavily reliant on an agenda that Ronald Reagan had outlined almost 40 years earlier. More conventional GOP candidates had tinkered around the edges of Reagan's priorities, but no one had comprehensively updated those concepts for a new era with different types of challenges. Imagine if Reagan had run on Robert Taft's isolationist platform. Both parties need to preserve but rejuvenate their core ideological principles to remain relevant to new generations of voters. Either intentionally or intuitively, Trump recognized that the Republican Party had drifted away from many of their loyal constituencies over the years on issues like trade, government spending, immigration, and America's role in the world. So he commandeered the party structure, MAGA-ified it, and has led a party in his own image for the last decade. He is less of a traditional conservative than he is a takeover specialist. Traditional Bush-Romney Republicans have not gone away. Some have enthusiastically embraced Trump's brand of conservatism. Some have left the party, replaced by new working-class members. But most have tolerated Trump's excesses because of either his economic policy goals or what they view as a lack of a credible alternative from the Democrats. But as a post-Trump era draws closer, Republicans are faced with a definitional choice. Will they continue on the populist, blue-collar path onto which Trump has led them? Will they return to the approach that they had embodied through most of the modern era? Or will they define a new brand of conservatism that confronts the unique challenges of the soon-to-be mid-21st century more effectively than the two 19th-century parties that define our current politics? The third option is possible, but almost certainly much longer term. Neither Republicans nor Democrats are prepared for a basic reinvention of themselves. There are too many entrenched interests in both parties who will resist. So the decision for Republicans is between pro-Trump and pre-Trump factions, representing dramatically different constituencies and focused on equally dramatically different policy goals. Many American Jews will find both possibilities to be unacceptable. But just as the Democrats' embattled establishment leaders represent a more reliable source of support for Israel than many movement progressives, the pre-Trump Republicans still reflect a more assertive role for the U.S. on the world stage. While Trump himself veers between his isolationist instincts and ultra-aggressive international goals at a fairly startling rate, most of his America First adherents seem to be uncomfortable with their leader's military adventurism and would prefer a stay-at-home approach that keeps the rest of the world at arm's length for the time being. The current trajectory of the Iran war is likely to strengthen those feelings. A hyper-nationalistic country that retreats from our global obligations would obviously be a very bad thing for Israel. As a former Republican who left the party several years before Trump, my hope is that an internationalist GOP can re-emerge. But as is the case with Democrats, the energy and purpose in the party is strongest among the most ideologically extreme factions occupying the party's base. Populist passions from the far left and far right are ascendant, which bodes poorly for those of us in both parties, or neither, who recognize the benefits for both the U.S. and the rest of the world when our country re-embraces our role on the global stage. For more than a century, the United States has turned inward after prolonged world wars and severe economic difficulties. Finding our way out of this isolationism should be an urgent priority for both parties. But it may be a long way back. Dan Schnur is the U.S. politics editor for the Jewish Journal. He teaches courses in politics, communications, and leadership at UC Berkeley, USC, and Pepperdine. He hosts the monthly webinar, the Dan Schnur Political Report, for the Los Angeles World Affairs Council and Town Hall. Follow Dan's work at www.danschnurpolitics.com.